Michael Flynn's family thanks America for the prayers of a nation. By Joel B. Polag on November 25, 2020. The family of former National Security Advisor Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, retired, released a statement Wednesday evening thanking President Donald Trump for pardoning him, and thanking Americans for their prayers. Trump pardoned Flynn earlier Wednesday, ending a long legal saga that saw Flynn targeted by the outgoing Obama administration on false suspicions of Russia collusion. Flynn, under pressure, pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI, but withdrew his plea when exculpatory evidence emerged. The Department of Justice sought to drop the case, but the judge refused to allow it to do so. In the statement released by Flynn's sister, the family said, in part, "For 4 long years, our family and millions of American patriots stood arm in arm together with our brother, General Michael T. Flynn, fighting the visions, deep-rooted corruption of government institutions and vengeful individuals intent on destroying General Flynn and our country in shameful defiance of justice and the rule of law. Those individuals have disgraced the United States of America. Today the Flynn family is grateful to President Donald J. Trump for answering our prayers and the prayers of the nation. Let it be heard across this great country and around the world that tyranny will not topple us." President Trump wished Flynn a great life and wished his family a truly happy Thanksgiving. Update: Flynn also thanked the president personally for a statement earlier in which the White House noted that Flynn had been pardoned while also being innocent of any crime. He noted that he himself would issue a separate statement Thursday. Joel B. Polag is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is The Trumpian Virtues: The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolag.